Today, the stock market managed to break a losing streak that had stretched to 5 days, but it was only a small increase. Over the past week, the market rally that began with the new year has disappeared, and the major indexes are back close to where they were at the end of last year. The U.S. economy has also run into trouble. After growing at a decent pace during much of 2002, the recovery seemed to fizzle out in the fourth quarter, and many economists are revising their forecasts for 2003. NPR's Jack Spear reports.
For the $10 trillion U.S. economy, the road to recovery has been anything but smooth. Mounting job losses, as well as the looming threat of a possible war with Iraq, have been weighing on the economy. Jim Glassman, senior U.S. economist with J.P. Morgan Chase, thinks the economy's lack of direction right now is causing stock investors to pull back.
I think when there aren't clear signs coming from the tea leaves on the economy, and you've got sort of a known uncertainty, geopolitical uncertainty, you can understand why investors are so cautious and defensive, and that's, I think, weighing on the stock market.
While the financial markets began the year on a strong note, the Dow Jones Industrial Average at one point was up nearly 500 points or 6%, the S&P was up by a similar amount, those gains have largely evaporated. That's despite the fact corporate earnings in many cases have been better than expected. David Ressler is chief economist with Nomura Securities. He believes the broadest measure of the U.S. economy, the gross domestic product, will be in negative territory when fourth quarter numbers are released next week.
Well, it looks like to us that real GDP probably declined in the fourth quarter. After looking at the numbers that we got last week, trade extracted a fairly sizable drag on the economy. Inventories looked weak. Production was weak. Employment was down.
And economists are also once again talking about the possibility of a double-dip recession. That's when the economy, recovering from a previous recession, slips back into recession again. Dr. Sungwon Son, chief economist with Wells Fargo, doesn't necessarily think that's happening. However, he says if businesses don't start investing in new plants and equipment soon, the economy could find itself in deep trouble. He says the possible effect a war could have on oil prices, which are already over $30 a barrel, also isn't known.
If the war goes badly and confidence falls and business capital spending does not materialize, then I think the Federal Reserve will have to push interest rates down to zero. And that may not be enough to prevent the economy from going into a recession.
But other economists believe fears of the economy falling back into recession are overblown.
Double dips are for ice cream, not for the economy. And frankly, it's getting a little bit late to call it a double dip anyways.
Diane Swonk is chief economist at Bank One Corporation. She thinks the economy was still growing in the fourth quarter of last year, if slowly. And she believes, even with all the economic uncertainty, there's reason to be optimistic about the economy moving forward.
It's hard to be overly pessimistic about this year when much of the bad news is abating. We do have Iraq still out there, which is the big risk factor, but the most likely scenarios for Iraq suggest a very short-lived conflict with then perhaps an occupation, then followed by pretty rapidly falling oil prices. And you don't have to bake that much of that into your forecast to get a pretty good year.
Most economists believe when all the data is in for last year, it will show the economy grew by around 2.5%. Not a huge increase, but still respectable growth. For this year, it's expected economic growth will be in the 3% range. The Federal Reserve Board meets next week to review current interest rate policy, though with rates already at more than 40-year lows, most analysts don't expect the Fed to take any further action on interest rates. Jack Spear, NPR News, Washington.